When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, friends. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you are well wherever you are in the world. This is Chris Guillebeau, your host of Side Hustle School. Today, we're going to hear a question from Teresa in Omaha. She is passionate about democracy, she's an activist, and she's looking to inspire others to become more active in their local government. You know, often when we think about politics and creating change, you know, whatever your beliefs are, whatever you're passionate about, we often think about like these big federal things or international stuff, you know, foreign relations. And really, if you want to create change, like the most obvious place and perhaps the most impactful place is, you know, in your local government, on the city council, or, you know, just going to meetings and such. You know, some people do that and a lot of people don't, right? Like most people are very uninvolved. So Teresa's idea, it's one part mission, you know, philosophy, vision, and another part side hustle, which I love, I respect. It's always cool to see like, you know, how can we find a mashup there if there is a good mashup to be found. Sometimes there's not. But her idea is to sell a democracy in action subscription using historical stories to get people excited about creating change today. But she's stuck on figuring out the best way to execute her idea. Often in these situations, you're like, okay, here's the problem that bothers me. I want to do something about it. But what is the best solution? What is the best? And then when it comes to business, you know, what is the best offer? How do I monetize this or create a commercial package of some kind around this vision? So I love challenges like this. We're going to hear a quick shout out to our sponsor. Thank you so much, sponsors. Thank you, listeners. Really appreciate you. And then we're going to hear directly from Teresa.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hello, my name is Teresa, reaching out to you from Omaha, Nebraska. I'm a history teacher with a passion for civic education. I've come up with an idea to sell a Democracy in Action subscription. The idea is to share engaging historical stories while also empowering subscribers with resources and prompts to be more active in their local government. While the concept is clear in my mind, I'm not quite sure about the best way to package and sell this as a subscription. Should it be a newsletter, a podcast, an online course, or something else? How can I make it accessible, engaging, and effective? I feel like I'm close, but I don't know where to go from here.
Teresa, thank you for calling in. I thought about this question a lot. In fact, I wrote some notes and then I ended up rewriting them because at first I was giving you a lot of information, and people don't always need a lot of information, right? Like, my listeners often remind me of that. So thank you, listeners, for keeping me on my toes. Often people want to know not just like, what are my 27 options, but what should I do, right? Because there's always a lot you could do. What should you do? And so just very briefly to go into some options, not 27, just a couple. You know, when I think about, okay, a subscription, you know, there's some kind of content that's recurring that could be, you know, podcast, newsletter, online course, to go with Teresa's examples. You know, those are common examples for a good reason, because, you know, they work. And, you know, it's relatively easy to figure out, how do I do those things, right? At least if you know what you want to say. That's always the most challenging thing. Everything else is much easier once you know the answer to that. And then I had some thoughts about like doing webinars and workshops, and, well, how does social media play into this and all this? But what I realized was what's most important for something like this that is designed to kind of share a passion, like, I don't know, start something or nudge people towards taking action in such a local yet powerful way, there has to be a community element. In fact, the community element should probably be front and center. So it's almost like, not just what is all the content I can share, but how can I bring people together so that they can share resources and collaborate and such. So, you know, then the first question I would have is, okay, what else is out there like this? And let's do a little bit of surveying. Let me do some market research. And then I'm going to see, okay, whatever is out there, what is it missing? What does it lack? And then how can I build a community around what I identify as the problem? I think that is the way to approach this, is to think, okay, you know, how can I bring people together to communicate this message? And also, I think Teresa said something about sharing historical stories. That's important. I don't mean to diminish the content. I just think the reason why someone's going to be attracted to this is more for community and less for the content. So I would be community first. And if you start with that as your focus, that kind of drives other considerations, like which platform is best, which medium do I use to then attract people's interest and attention in it. So there's a lot more to be done from there, but that I think is the path I would take. That's the starting point I would go down, and other decisions would relate to how I focus on community. That's my take. Teresa, again, good luck. It sounds like a wonderful thing. Listeners, if you have a question or an idea, something you're working on, sidehustleschool.com/questions, or just something you're trying to figure out, or if you're not sure what to do, that's like whatever you're at, wherever you're at. We'll be featuring them throughout the year, along with updates from listeners as they launch and grow their projects. Thanks so much for being out there. I'll be back again tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.